This recording, Morocco 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
There is a story for you. Tara Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much needed for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and the fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with the goat waiting for her. The woman gave Sara an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only accept to see it in a dog or a goat. Sara was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goat began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goat's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sara thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sara had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goat's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goat began to tire. So Sara was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sara had managed to bath the goat, she whipped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sara confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sara warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I played it with the professional team, with the youth category. If you know Raja Casablanca, the famous team in Morocco. Yes, I played with them 2 years, and my parents told me that I have to leave this game. You have to be focused on your studies, because I cannot do it in the same time to have a good result in my studies, to improve in my level and play at the same time soccer. It was very, especially the club was so far from my house, maybe almost 20 kilometers. And I had to commute alone or with my friends. I was just 12 and 13 years old. It's not easy to commute by public transit, by bus or by taxi in this age. So I find it very difficult to have a good result in studies and play soccer. It's so difficult to do 2 careers at the same time. I had a good talent, but unfortunately, Sometimes we cannot get what we want. But I'm looking forward to do to build a career in this game as a coach. هوايتي من الصغر ديالي والهواية المفضلة ديالي هي كرة القدم، ودائما ما كنت كنلعب هذه الرياضة مع أصدقائي وزملائي في المدرسة أوقات الفراغ. بالرغم من أنني ما نقدرش مازال نلعب مع فريق محترف، إلا أنني كنطالع ندير مسار مهني في هذه اللعبة كمدرب.